All right, let me get to an update on the coronavirus outbreak here in the state of Florida in the Tampa Bay area, and then we'll talk about this breaking news involving Hillsborough County Schools. We had 7,600 cases today, over 87,000 tests. Positivity rate went up a little bit to 10.12%. We still have 7,200 coronavirus patients in Florida hospitals, still a large number, but that number has started to come down. And then we had 180 deaths. So here's the good news, and I do think there is a lot of good news in these latest numbers, and I was really waiting to see yesterday's numbers and today's numbers before drawing any kind of big picture conclusions about where the state is with its outbreak. But the case count is now steadily under 10,000 cases on a consistent basis with a lot of testing. So that's a huge, huge improvement. The positivity rate, I think, is going to get to an average of under 10% by next week. That's what I told you I thought was going to happen last week. We look to be on pace for that. We've had days where we've gone below 10%, and now we're just basically at 10%, and I think eventually that's going to even on out, and we'll get under that double-digit number and start to make our way towards the 5% target that we're looking for. So I think the measures that we've taken, the mandatory face mask policies all across the state, just the renewed focus on the virus after it kind of became, you know, the second, third story during the height of the social justice movement a while back, and really the kickoff to summer and all of that. I think the renewed focus on the outbreak and the pandemic, that has certainly helped. So all of these measures, they're paying dividends now. And look, the hospitalizations and the deaths, those are lagging indicators. So, you know, the cases have been coming down pretty steadily now. Eventually, probably more so next week, and then the week after, you'll start to see hospitalizations and deaths. Those numbers will follow in a much more positive direction, because 180 deaths, that's a lot. You know, we're not quite at the record numbers that we've seen in this state, but that is a much higher number than where we were, you know, going back to June. But again, those numbers take a little bit longer to change, and I do think they are going to change in a positive direction. The problem is, this is what we don't want. We don't want to make all of this progress, kind of like what we did during the shutdown. We made all of that progress, and then once we hit the second phase of reopening, we threw all that progress right out the window. Well, we don't want to make all of this progress following the resurgence of this virus, get all of these numbers down, get things under control in a much better place here in the state of Florida, and then have a reopening of the schools that leads to a second wave, tied into, of course, flu season and all of that. So that's why the decisions that we make right now and how we go about doing things over the course of the next month or two, they're going to be so, so crucial. Let me get to the big breaking news, because all of this, it all ties together. Yesterday, you had the Hillsborough County School Board decide that they were going to delay in-person learning for 4 weeks. School was still going to start up on August 24th as planned. On September 8th, they were going to reevaluate everything, but then the plan was 4 weeks of distance learning before reintegrating students into the classroom. And the reason they made that decision was because they had a number of health officials, public health officials, in front of them yesterday running through the data and where the area stands when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak. And all of those public health officials, all six of them, recommended the 4 week delay. Now, one of them said, at this moment, I recommend the 4 week delay, but as we get closer to August 24th, maybe my opinion would change a bit. But yesterday, it was unanimous among the medical professionals advising the Hillsborough County School Board and our Hillsborough County Superintendent. It was unanimous. They thought it was a good idea to move the in-person learning date back 4 weeks. They want to get the numbers to 5% or less, which is the recommended number. They said ideally 3%. And they seem to believe, and I think it's reasonable to believe, that with the progress that we've been making, we could probably get there pretty soon. And that 4 week delay would buy us just a little bit of time. I did not think that was unreasonable. I mean, obviously, it's not ideal. Obviously, in a perfect world, you want to send every kid back to school for in-person learning. That's not possible here in the Tampa Bay area and really across the country. We're pretty split. You've got about half the parents want to send their kids back. You got about half the parents don't want to send their kids back. When it comes to teachers, you've got about the same. I mean, the numbers, they fluctuate a little bit here and there depending on the region. But generally, it's pretty split in this country in terms of full in-person learning or distance learning. We all know the drawbacks of distance learning on the kids, on their education. We all know the potential drawbacks of reopening the schools in a big way. We've already started to see them in places across the country that have already reopened. So there's a lot to take into account when making these big decisions. But here's what bothers me. The education commissioner, Richard Corcoran, came out today and said that schools have to offer a face-to-face option for students who need it. And that this four-week delay in that for Hillsborough County is a no-go. Now, this follows a story, and if you want to read it, I tweeted it out. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ryan E. Gorman. This follows a story that as the governor was pushing this summer for schools to reopen, state leaders told school boards they would need health department approval if they wanted to keep classrooms closed. But then the DeSantis administration instructed health directors not to give that approval. So look, either you're going to listen to the public health professionals here or you're not. And it certainly seems like at the state level, the governor doesn't want to necessarily listen to them. At the local level, where I think the decision should be made, and I've been very consistent on that, the local level, they want to listen to the public health experts. The governor said it's not up to the health department to say yes or no on whether it's safe to open, close schools, do any of that amid a pandemic. They inform the policymakers, they provide the information, and they should absolutely do that. But to say they should be the ones that would effectively veto whatever potential decision was maybe going to be made, that's just not the way it works. And look, I agree. Public health officials, they shouldn't be making the final decision. But what's happening here in Hillsborough County is you have the education commissioner now overruling the decision made by the individuals who should be the decision makers, the local school board, and they base their decision off of the advice of the public health experts. My worry here is just like what I told you could possibly happen as we reopened. If we don't do it right, we're going to take one step forward, two steps back. And what happened with the reopening? That's exactly what happened. We took one step forward and then boom, resurgence, outbreak in this state, even worse than anything we had seen before. And we took a step back. And I don't want the same thing to happen with schools. You don't want to rush to reopen them. And then when the public health officials don't think we're quite there yet, and then you, right from the start, have to start shutting down classrooms and quarantining students, and you're putting teachers at risk, and potentially schools have to close for a certain period of time. You don't want that. So if 4 weeks buys us a little time to avoid that, so once we do reopen, we can safely move forward and hopefully move forward in a consistent way, then that seems to be the reasonable course of action.